In the most recent issue of the New Yorker magazine, Alaska writer and longtime former ADN reporter Tom Keziah looks back at the debate over offshore drilling in North Slope communities and at how climate change is affecting the region's twin pillars, development, oil development, and subsistence hunting. Keziah spoke about his reporting with Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk. He says it's easy to label communities as being either for or against oil development, but in his reporting, he found a lot of residents could see both sides.
I think a lot of people really kind of held both opinions at the same time was one of my sense, that where they individually, they would sort of lean one way or lean the other. But the sort of flag waving leaders on either side weren't as common as the people who sort of had this deep ambivalence and anguish about what they might be doing to their whaling future. But at the same time, if they didn't have the income, the property tax income to keep the civilization running up there, how were they going to continue to live? So that was what was impressive to me, was that sort of ambivalence in the middle that so many people had.
And what drew you to this particular story?
Well, you know, I think underlying that debate over offshore oil is the question of how the climate is changing, the ice is melting, and what's going to happen to the ancient culture up there if the ice goes away. You know, they're looking at, you know, a future of a warmer future that's going to really change the way things are done up there, that have been done up there, and they're trying to figure out how to respond to that. And in that sense, they're, you know, just like all Americans, but it's so much more concentrated. You can sort of see the dilemma within the Inupiaq culture in some ways more easily as an outsider than you can when you look at, you know, our North American culture. But it's really the same dilemma, you know.
You open the story with this amazing scene out on the sea ice, and I'm wondering if you could just sort of describe that a little bit for our listeners.
It was a year ago in the spring. The ice had gotten so thin that they couldn't hunt bowheads anymore off Point Hope. Basically, the hunters were just out there on their own watching the whales swim by. I saw some amazing photos. You know, you could see the black backs of the whales right there in the leads, and they couldn't catch them. And while they're out there, suddenly there are three warning shots, and the warning shots meant the ice lead had broken off behind them, and they were on a piece of ice that was threatening to float away and carry them off to sea. They got back and they could see there was like 100 yards of blue water between them and the shore fast ice. And their solution was to take their snow machines and get a good running start and then hit the water and just skip like stones across the open ocean to get back up onto the ice on the shore side. It was just pretty terrifying moment for a lot of people. And it's something that kids do, I'm told, in the lagoons up there in the summer, practice with their snow machines, and it turned out to be a pretty useful technique for saving their lives.
And you have this sort of amazing line towards the end of the story where you say that people have worried that they need to choose between oil and subsistence and now are facing the prospect of potentially losing both. I mean, is it really that bleak? Is there really that fear up there?
Well, I hope not. I mean, clearly nobody wants that to happen. But I just wanted to describe in broad strokes how that situation is beginning to come into focus as a possibility. And, you know, there's not a real easy checklist of things that we can do to deal with that. But I think, you know, as a journalist, trying to recognize what the challenges are before us is sometimes the first step. And in Alaska, that's often, you know, clouded by our sort of short-term interests, hard to see the big picture.
That was writer Tom Keziah speaking with reporter Rachel Waldholtz. Keziah's story on oil and subsistence in a warming Arctic is in the most recent issue of The New Yorker magazine. And thanks to KBBI and Homer for their help recording that interview.